AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Heading into the weekend, of course, game four NBA Finals going right now. Indiana up 27-24, about 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Got all the baseball tonight as well. Hockey gets back going tomorrow night. So very, very busy. 1-0 Red Sox, top eight. Although Goldschmidt, that's just a big pop out for Goldschmidt. As this Crochet is still pitching here in the top of the eighth inning. And he's done 8 shutout innings for Crochet. Wow. Unbelievable performance. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! Furta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? This is it, baby. We got the backups in the basketball. I see Obi Toppin with a quick bound. Big usual suspects, SGA and Halliburton, non-existent. 2 and 3 points, respectively. SGA was minus 102 for 35 points.
That's this has nothing to do with... put on the side that you played him. It doesn't matter that you played him or not. This is just for the side of it.
Yeah.
I think everybody thought it was going to be so automatic that he was going, because they were down 2-1 in the series, that he was going to score 40 plus points tonight. You know, you get off to a start like this, Joe. You know, I'm not saying he can't do it at this point because he can be an absolute pig, but you're talking 37 points in 3 quarters.
Okay. So then let's do something. Yeah, but now it's got to be discounted. No, I mean, what is he for? Like 30 now?
I don't know. For a star player like him, they're usually not very kind to you with this stuff. He's plus 104 for 30.
That's not bad. You want to take the over?
He's got two. You know, he's got 2 points. That's the problem. Okay,
so then, if he's not going to do it, and you don't like Dort, who do we key on for OKC to score?
Dort. You can play Dort for threes.
Who's going to score the points, though? If it's not going to be SGA, who are you going to take?
Jalen Williams.
You want to take Jalen Williams for 30? You want to take him for 30?
He's not scared.
Not afraid. You heard it there.
I don't love this, Williams.
Look, he's playing tonight. He's on every night, but tonight he's on. He's going to the rim. He's beating his defender one-on-one.
He's got 12
and he's making
already.
His shots around the rim, too.
No, minus 168 for him to get 30. You know, that's I know he's got 12 already.
That's too heavy. That's too heavy.
I'm not
too
paying heavy. That price. That's just not happening. No shot.
All right.
What about Siakam for 30?
No, I can't. It's against my religion. Every time I bet Siakam for 25, he leaves me at the altar. Whenever I don't bet him, you should bet him. I'm telling you. I can't do it. 5-4 Mets. I can't do it, Carver. You bet him. That's Siakam.
You know, that Siakam had a great first half in game 3. And I don't want to say he disappeared in the second half, but he definitely didn't have that production. He finished at 21. He got the last basket of the game. But, man, he got stuck at 19 for damn near the whole second half.
Carver, you got an update on this Marlin game?
Let me see.
I'm trying to look on X. I can't get this guy.
They haven't had any updates yet. The official park Twitter account still has the men in rain, that no update on a delay. What is this Angel lineup tonight? Did I miss Ohapi, I guess?
What do you mean you missed Ohapi?
Miss him?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, he's on base. My two guys are on base. Ohapi and Adele are on base.
Wow.
How did they get on base? Yeah. They both got singles. You know, I need homers from them, Joe. Not singles. I need homers.
Could the Reds get this run in? Top 6? Could they get them in to tie this game up?
None of this helps me.
All right.
None of it helps.
I know. Meanwhile, like the Yankees, like all of a sudden, like talk about killing.
Well, to be fair, Joe, their lineup isn't very suited for left-hander pitching. When they face a good lefty, they're in trouble.
What about tomorrow? What's the matchup tomorrow? I need to know. Give me the matchups. 7-0 Phillies. 7-0 Phillies. Man, and not only that, the Blue Jays, they are so hot and cold. They either give you 12 runs or you get 0. There's nothing in between. Nothing like 4 or 5 runs. It's either
tomorrow
7.
You got a chance for a big over.
Wow, we're 2. Who's pitching?
Rodon and Dobbins.
What do you think the total is? 10?
Probably, yeah. Probably 8.5.
8.5? Rodon? Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Rodon has good numbers, I guess. All right.
And then Freed against Ballo on Sunday night. Sunday afternoon. They're not the Sunday night game this week?
It's Father's Day.
Oh, Giants-Dodgers is Sunday
Giants
night.
Giants-Dodgers, yeah.
Giants-Dodgers
is
Sunday night.
8-0 Phillies. They're trying to get the total on their own. 8-0. One more that total's in. One more that total's in.
Who hit that shot? Was that McConnell with that little floater on the baseline?
I don't know.
Look at this, Joe. 66 points in the first quarter.
5-5 Mets.
Wow. That's it, then. You got it. 10.5, right?
10.5.
You got it.
I got it.
All right. We got to do the hits, runs, RBIs for tonight.
All right. What do you want to do? All 3 games?
Yeah, 1 from each game.
One
from each game.
Hang on. You know what's crazy? This Colorado game looked like it was going to have 60 runs, and they can't even get over 5.
The Braves are complete losers.
Unbelievable.
Complete
losers.
This
Caruso has no assists tonight. Like,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have much of anything. If you notice, does he have steals? Yeah,
you know what? He's pit pocket Halliburton a couple times, and Halliburton has been screaming for fouls. And every time he screams, I notice that Caruso's the one that's doing the pocket picking. So he's in the cookie jar, and he's not getting calls.
What is this? All right.
When is what? Tigers have the bases loaded, Joe.
All right, can I go big fly? Who do you need there?
What did Albies do here?
Big fly!
I don't know. It was locked on FanDuel, but it's been locked for a while.
All right.
I don't know if I'm that lucky.
What, the big fly?
I got the wood doctor tonight. Yeah, Albies was a little bit of a longer shot. 6-1 plus 600.
All right. 7-5 Tampa. 7-5.
Wow. Whoa. Big fly for Jansen. Big fly for Jansen. Big fly. This Albies, man. Come. Man, what were the Mets up, Joe? 5-1, right? 5-1, now 7-5?
Oh, I thought 5-0.
I thought it was 5-1.
Maybe 5-1. Maybe it was 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1. 5-1.
Wow. I wish
I
played it.
Come back and let's do this hits, runs, and RBIs, okay? We got to do the hits, runs, and RBIs. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
End of the first quarter, 35-34, Indiana. 69 points in the first half, Joe. I mean, in the first quarter, excuse me. 69 points in the first quarter.
That's a great start.
Here. So they're well on their way for a little up, 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 and away. I mean, they hit 5 threes and Turner didn't have any of them. I mean, come on. Turner didn't have any of the threes. That doesn't make a lot of sense. It really doesn't. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Where's this Caruso when you need him? Where's the Caruso when you need him?
It's not his night. Is that I guess Hartenstein's not playing anymore, huh? That was it for him. It was a false alarm, I guess, starting him, thinking that he was going to get some minutes. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Oh, this Harris. You got to be kidding me, Joe.
4-4.
Twice this week we should have played this Harris. This Harris again, homers. That's like 2 days in a row.
That's my guy. I love Harris. All right.
I sat there before the afternoon game in Milwaukee. When was that? Yesterday? They played in Milwaukee in the afternoon? Or maybe Wednesday, whenever it was. And I went, this Harris is due. Joe said it the other day. This Harris is going to homer at some point. Didn't play him.
Brew Crew tied it up. It's 1-1 with St. Louis.
Whoa, who hit that one?
What?
8-0 Astros. 8-0 Astros.
Don't tell me that. We missed a great number in the first.
Man, and the Twins are leaving this paddock out to dry, huh? He's giving up all of it. They're letting him eat it, Joe.
Carver, we had a shot. Just don't understand.
We didn't play it.
It was,
let's 2-0.
The total was 9.5.
Still 12.5 with Joe. It's still 12.5 with 8 on the board.
That's what scares me, though. Because now we're going to get nothing, right? We're going to get nothing from this group.
All right, let's get these in.
Look at this. Philadelphia, 8-0, right under the total, 8.5. You get 8 runs, and you get nothing from Toronto. Crazy.
Top 9?
Over.
Is it top 9? Oh, the game's over?
Over.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I didn't have it, but I'm just saying. Figures.
All right. Hits, runs, RBIs, 3+.
All right, me first. You first. I got a survey.
Jackson Merrill in the Arizona-San Diego game.
Arizona-San Diego game, Jackson Merrill. All right, hang on. Let me get there. And we're doing 3, right?
Yeah, 3+.
Jackson Merrill. All right, 115. All right, I'm up, right? All right, second game tonight.
Cleveland-Seattle.
All right. This is all right. Let me see. Let me see what I could put up here. Let's see. See the numbers. No runs, no hits, no errors. See the value. You ready?
Yeah.
Julio Rodriguez plus 170.
All right.
Okay. Take us home.
Giants, Dodgers.
I mean, you think it's going to be a lot of runs, so we have a shot, no?
Well, yeah, I think we have a shot. I'm going to take bets.
All right. Mookie Betts. Let me see.
13.51.
How much?
13.51.
All right. Where is he? Plus 150. All right, it's a good number. Okay.
All right.
No argument for me.
Merrill, J-Rod, Betts.
Merrill, J-Rod, Betts. All right, we're in, Carver. You feel good about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one do you think we're struggling with? The Seattle game, right?
I mean, that's the low, you know, the low total, but I think they can hit this Williams around. Why not?
7-2 Tigers. 7-2 Tigers.
Wow, look at that. That Riley Green got you.
Bases loaded for the Red Sox here.
This Betts. Bases loaded for the Red Sox, yeah, but you're kind of out of sight with that one, right?
Yeah.
You need a lot of gas to get back on that one.
Mm. Are we have any sight on
this? It's bottom eight, and I don't think the Yankees will give you anything. They're gutless. They're going to be gutless in this spot. They're just going to go home and go back to their hotels and go have dinner. That's it for them. They don't have any heart.
That's it, huh? Stick a fork in them. All right.
I got to tell you, I'm a little... What's the live on this Angel-Baltimore game? I'm surprised it's 1-0 in the fifth.
SGA with 10. Here comes SGA.
Yeah, he could be a pig.
I mean, total is blistering. 87 points already.
Oh, did he get it, Joe? Nope, just missed the Granny Smith.
Oh!
Story for the Red Sox.
Did he hit it? Was it a hit?
No. He get it right out to the monster. Didn't get it far enough.
All right.
Didn't quite make it. Five and a half, Angels Orioles. This was a 10.5 pregame, Joe. Can't get some late night thunder in that game?
Maybe. Let's see.
Here comes the Trout too. He'll probably start it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 150.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, Joe. They sent this crochet out, I guess, to finish off the complete game shutout against the Yankees, although he's got to deal with Judge now. So,
all right,
is what it is. They just went to a break. What do you got here for the basketball? 46-45 Thunder lead now, Joe. So 46-45, 234.5 is where the total is.
They regained control. They regained control.
They did not regain control, and the paces slowed down here.
Yeah.
In a big way, right?
Yeah. Not good.
Big slowdown. Not good at all. All right. Let's see what we can do here, Joe. Man, they're showing this Judge at bat against Crochet. 103 pitches for him. Trying to finish off a 1-0 victory.
All right.
Man, I need somebody in this. Can this Gunnar Henderson homer, Joe?
Why not? Go big fly, baby. Go big fly. What?
Need a big. We could use a couple big flies.
Any
right
update
now.
on this Marlin game? I'm trying to get an update.
They have not. I checked with the Nationals Park
on this game
Twitter account.
Eight runs in the first four. I mean,
I don't think they would call the game, but you might be in. Yeah.
Game started.
No, they're still just in a. Yeah, but they're waiting it out, Joe. It's okay.
All right.
Where do they got to be? They don't got anywhere to be. They're gonna wait it out.
I hope you're right. All right, wait it out.
Oh, Judge ties it. Look out! That ball was smoke!
Big fly!
No complete game shutout for you. Sit down, Crochet. Have a seat. Joe, he hit that. You know how they got all those signs over the Green Monster out there in left field?
Yeah.
I think he cleaned those signs, too. I think he get it over those signs that were behind the Green Monster. He
big
hit it so far.
Fly. Big
that was
fly. Look out.
Well, Joe, you always want extra innings when you're looking for a total.
Yeah.
Why
not
one?
Us?
I don't know.
Why not us? Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. That's for sure.
Left of a heartbeat there.
Yeah, that one cleared a lot of area there. This Caruso doesn't pass, Joe. Every time he's taking it to the rack, he's not passing.
He's killing me for the assists.
Does he even have one?
Let's see. None. He's got none. No, 5 pounds for Toppin, though.
Is Toppin with 5 pounds?
Yep.
That was your call. You said it. 6, right? You got 6. You need 6 from him?
Yep.
Yeah, it's your night.
My night. Oh. There he is. My night.
What?
I love you.
Yeah, no, it's your night.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. What about this Naylor for Arizona, too? I think I'm going to play him also.
Yeah? Why? 2-0 Baltimore.
He's been hitting the ball hard. Was it Henderson? Was it Gunner?
9-1 Houston. Well, we had that over. We had that Arellano total dead to rights with the Strohs. Two runs. The total was 9.5 in the first, and he didn't want to take it. We could have altered it up to
Wait a second. I never said I didn't want to take it. You basically asked me about it when it was there was guys on second and third with like and you know the thing was locking up as we were discussing it. So do not do that. That is not at all what happened. Not at all what happened. You could have easily played it. You didn't have to wait around.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So Matias is all upset about this foul. Who'd they call that on? Obi Toppin? Call that foul on?
I guess.
Yeah, it was on Toppin. Soft call. Soft call. You know what? All these guys, if you go to the rim and it's a soft call, these guys are getting and-ones like nothing. And when you try to foul them so you don't get an and-one, it's a flagrant foul. It's ridiculous. It's not a flagrant foul if you try to stop them from going to the rim from getting an and-one, for crying out loud. You want him to go to the line. There's no malicious intent there. He's going for the steal. He got arm. It's a common foul. Let the guard try to go back to the rim next time. I just can't believe this league right now. It's the finals, and we're calling regular season calls here.
There you go.
I mean, all right. He's not wrong.
Okay. All right. Ticky tack stuff. Can't have it in a final. You know.
What happened with the Sohoppy? Where did he go?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I need help.
Oh, there's a rain delay.
Who's in a rain delay?
Ozuna with a 3-run homer. 7-4 Braves. 7-4 Braves, Joe. It's right. Ozuna. Well, another guy played him 2 or 3 times this week. Big fly tonight. Big fly Ozuna. Up, 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 and away. Can't hold him down now. Icing on the cake will be if it's Caglione. If this Caglione from the Royals.
Swings that kid. I saw the highlights on that kid from Florida. Swings a hot bat. 9 straight home runs in the college. That was like record. Bat torque. 120 coming off the bat.
He swings a heavy bat.
Softly, but carry a big stick. Teddy Roosevelt said that back in the day. What?
This Ozuna. I mean, honestly. You zig and you zag, Joe. It's just.
Here we go.
At least we got the wood doctor.
Could actually score something here? Could something happen with this? Jeez. Can you give me a big fly? Could something happen? You don't have Witt tonight, do you? He's up.
No, I don't. But he's probably going to homer because I did play him last night. So you know how it goes. Thunder on a 7-0 run here. They're up 6, 51-45 with 5 minutes left. This game has considerably slowed down in the second quarter, Joe.
Yeah, but there's still 5 minutes left. They're on pace for 225, 227 in there.
Yeah, but the total was whacked up to 240 a little while ago at the end of the first quarter. I mean,
that's what happened. I mean, if you don't have your star players like Halliburton that has 3 points again in the first half, like at what point does this guy
I told
guy
you, enough of this
score?
Halliburton. Enough of this guy. I mean, if what he did to us the other night wasn't enough, you had to go back to him? After what he did to us the other night, cost us a big ticket.
It was a huge ticket. It wasn't a big ticket. It was a huge ticket. 43-06 was the ticket. 43-06.
And he let us down, and you go back to him?
3 points in the final 6 minutes. The guy can't even drive to the tin. I mean, talk about gutless. Talk about not wanting to really close it out and make a statement. I mean... And then he's doing the interviews like he scored 100 points in the game.
Yeah, I could have did without him. Now raining in Atlanta, Joe. Rain everywhere. Baltimore's in a rain delay. Washington's in a rain delay. Raining in Atlanta. Weather all over the place right now. Mets better finish before it starts raining on them.
Why, is it raining? It's 7-5.
Could happen. They're going to have to put the tarp up in Atlanta. It's coming down good.
right.
Naismith with a three. Two threes for Naismith.
I need Naismith. 15 for Naismith. Is he on pace? He's got six. This Caruso, he's going to leave me at the altar tonight. This guy doesn't pass for anything. Halliburton with 3 points. You got to be.
Matias, is there some sort of UFC fight on Saturday night or something? Who's fighting on Saturday night?
Yeah, we have UFC Atlanta, boys. And you know what? It's a pretty violent card. I got to say, Rose Namajunas on the card. I'll be throwing her in some things.
Cards. It's a pretty
but
violent
it's
card.
Not, it's not. You know, Kamaru Usman has broken knees and he's the main event.
This Usman's you know? Fighting. I can't with him.
He's done.
This is a dog. What happened to him? What did he get? Is Block knocked off one too many times? This Usman. How is he a dog?
Buckley's on a massive winning streak. He has wrestling. His stand up has gotten better. He has young man energy. Usman has old man energy. You know, his knees are jacked up. There's also been reports that he's fighting with an injury as well. So, nobody's taking
his knees not be jacked up. This is the same guy who, and when he was at his tight and he had that title, all he did was stand there and kick the guy in the shins for three rounds. I mean, that's all he did was kick people in the shins.
So, you know, when he was a dominant champion, it was his takedowns that got him that title, I'd say. You know what I mean? He would put you against the fence and take you down and keep you down.
You would have to pay me to watch that guy Usman fight. It was so boring. It was so awful watching that guy fight. Now, Joe, you're going to like this one. This Rose Namajunas.
Yeah.
She's fighting tomorrow night. Miranda Maverick. Does Miranda Maverick have a shot here, Matias? Miranda Maverick on Saturday night?
She's got hands.
No, I think she's too slow on her feet, guys. You know what I mean? If she could take Rose down and keep her down for 15 minutes, she could win the fight. But I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Rose is too quick on her feet. She's going to pick her apart with the jab. She's going to kick her. It's going to be hard for her to grab. You know, Miranda's going to try to grab her and take her down. That's the game plan. She's not going to want to strike with Rose. And I just don't think she's fast enough. I don't think she could do it.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Biggest fight of her life, though. You know, I got to say. It is Miranda Maverick's biggest fight of her life. You know, she was a highly touted girl coming into the UFC, and she was a good fighter, but she hit a wall. And she's been climbing the ranks again, but this is it. This is the biggest fight of her life.
Does she have heavy hands like Roberto Duran?
If she lands, she has heavy hands. She has a stiff overhand. She does. If she lands, she has a stiff. She's a big girl. You know, she doesn't have tiny arms, she doesn't have tiny legs. She's pretty big for the weight class. So if she lands, she's good. But that's why she wants to keep her opponent down. Because if she gets him down, you know, it's going to be hard for them to get up because she's heavy. She's heavy on top position. So Rose has got to keep that fight standing and she's going to win the fight. I like Rose via decision. If there's anything I'm going to tackle with this fight, I like her via decision. I don't think she's going to knock out Miranda. Miranda's tough. She's going to get all bloodied up, but she's going to finish the fight.
There you go. All right, we got
there it.
There it
is, UFC
info.
Atlanta. UFC Atlanta on Saturday night. Everybody's excited. Everybody's excited. Right. Did I see Halliburton hit a three while Matias was giving the UFC breakdown there? Did I see that?
That would help. That would help.
He did something.
He didn't do anything. He's got 3 points.
What an absolute hump. I mean,
this guy.
You know, we could have played Caruso for like four steals and we would have won the bank. I swear to God, every time I look, Caruso has a steal and he's going to the rim.
Four steals, Joe. Caruso.
Getting flagrant foul calls. How many steals does this guy have? I'm serious. This guy's just, he's getting every steal in the book and he's going to the rim. He's getting flagrant foul calls out of nothing. This guy's winning in the game.
All right, there you go. You got it. We got all the updated info. This is great.
All right. We need some big flies tonight, Joe. We need to get a couple of these guys in. Merrill, Betts. Can we get a few of these guys tonight?
Yeah, why not? Why can't we?
If Merrill and Betts do big fly, that also cleans them out on the 3+ hits, runs, RBIs.
Let's do it. Let's get it.
They go big fly there also.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I have the show in this Foster on my screen, Joe. What's going on with the ref? What's the problem?
I don't know.
55-52. OKC leads. Oh, that's a hack. He hacked him, Joe. Double hack. Caruso hacked him on the arm, and then Dort got him on the head. What are they checking for? Flagrant there? When you wrap a guy in the head like that, Joe, shouldn't that be a flagrant?
Should, but again, it intent. We saw it the other night with Caruso going on, who was it, Miles Turner? Or was it Naismith going on Caruso? Where it looked like it could have been a flagrant and they didn't call it. There was no intent.
This total is tumbled.
I'll tell you what, if they called that flagrant on Caruso, they better call this flagrant now. He got hit in the head. If they're going to call it on Caruso, they better call this one.
He's hot. He's hot.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Letting the slips do the talking here. Matias letting the slips do the talking.
That's what happens.
Padres already up 1-0, Joe.
All right.
Double for Tatis, and then he scored. Merrill's up next. He hasn't got up yet.
All right.
Hopefully he goes big fly.
That would be great. Let's see what happens.
Got a lot of guys to homer in this game. Hopefully a couple of them come through.
Yeah, hopefully, right? That would be the hope. Man. I mean, are these games going to get underway? Like, what are we doing here?
What games? What games?
The games that are in rain delay.
They got a lot of problems there. They got a lot of issues with the rain delay games. I don't know where they go from here. Not ideal. I'll tell you that. I'll see if I can get you an update, Joe, but...
Tell you, it's incredible, some of these games. Amazing with some of these things.
Yeah, it seems like they're sitting it out. Here comes Merrill, Joe. Can this Merrill get us going tonight?
Come on, start us off.
For the night slate.
Big fly!
We get this Merrill.
Big fly!
Big fly would be incredible. He could big fly. That would be incredible. Against this Nelson.
That would be
bases
great.
Loaded for the Mets again. Bottom seven. Who's up here for the Mets? They did call that a flagrant one?
Yeah, they called it a flagrant one.
Obi to the line. Merrill grounds out.
Jeez. So, All right. We're up against it right now.
2-1 Brewers. 2-1 Brewers.
All right. We got a shot.
Can Yelich hit one out now?
Who? Yelich?
Yelich?
That would be
can
fantastic.
Yelich go big fly?
Why not? Get this game going. Why not? Let's go
this
big fly here.
3 points.
Unbelievable.
Guys, a minute 40 left in the half. He's got
guys,
3 points.
A total hack. I don't understand what he believes is his role in this team. Do we know?
We're saying all that it is a close game. But meanwhile, this Siakam being a total pig. He's got 14 points. Siakam was the guy, Joe, and you never go to Siakam.
He costs me money every time I go to Siakam. He costs me every time. Every single time.
This Mauricio's up for the Mets with two outs and the bases loaded.
All right.
Hey, since we're running out of time, who do you like in the hockey tomorrow night?
Like the Panthers.
I mean, you've played them in every game, so we might as well do it in the fifth game too, right?
That's not true.
You've liked the Panthers in every game. There hasn't been one game where you didn't like the Panthers. You're rooting for the Panthers. So it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're on the Panthers again tomorrow night. You've been on them every
game. I thought the only team.
Who starts in goal? Pickard or Skinner? That's the question.
I would start Picard tomorrow night. That's hard.
If he starts, I'm taking the Oilers.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now is
I'm
Florida
taking the Oilers
shell shocked?
Either way.
Is Florida shell shocked after leading 3-0?
So what's the deal here? They got his dad back on the floor, this Halliburton? I thought the dad was only up in the press box.
He's been back in the building for...
In the luxury suites. No, now they got him back on the floor?
He was waving the flag not too long ago.
I pay as little attention to the crowd as possible.
I just saw
it. Because of things like last night. How many times?
Look at this Halliburton turning it up now, baby. Let's go. Look at this Halliburton turning it up when he needs to close out the half. Let's go.
What's he talking about? What's he doing?
What do you mean, Halliburton? He's taking over the end of the half. Yeah, he's closing out the half. He's closing out. He's pulling the Kobe.
He's up to 8 points now, Joe. He's up to 8 points. Look,
closing out the half. You would think
did he hit a three? Did he get another three?
I don't know.
No, he hit like a 360 reverse layup, and then he just hit this and one. You know what I mean? He's closed out the half. Now the Indiana Pacers have to lead by three. All those Indiana first half money line players are screaming Halliburton's name right now. He's getting this first half cover.
First half. You're right about the first half money line. So Pacers 60-57 at the half. Thunder minus 1.5, Joe. 229.5 the total.
All right, we're back up. We're back up.
We go back up. That little flurry at the end right there got it back up a bit.
Does Caruso give me assists?
No.
Thanks. Topping with 6 pounds.
Just doesn't want to pass. He doesn't want to pass.
I mean, Topping with the bounds. Caruso with the assists. I need Caruso for 4 assists. You're telling me he can't dish in the second half? No? All right.
This Yelich grounded out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
8-4 Braves, bottom eight, and then now they have the bases loaded with Olsen coming up. So they got to do this really.
They're back to playing already? So it's got to be really bad in the other game.
Never stopped. It was pouring, but they never put the tarp on.
Oh, they never put the tarp on?
They just kept playing through. 9-2 Astros. 9-2 Astros. Royce Lewis with a homer.
Boy, it never fails. Never fails. Boy. All right. Okay.
What are you going to do? It's raining in Detroit now, too.
Yeah, but they're in the bottom of the eighth. They're gonna finish out. I mean, they're up 8-2. We got to get runs here in the Diamondbacks game.
Yes.
And Jackson Merrill coming up next inning or no?
No, he made the last out in the first inning. Boone's hot here. What was this about? Why is Boone going nuts?
Boone. He's gutless, Boone. Really?
Olsen base hit. More runs coming around for the Braves. 10-4. 10-4 Braves. So give me a goal scorer for the hockey tomorrow night.
Now you want a goal scorer?
Come on. You've been hot. Give the people somebody to score. You're the guy.
I am the guy. You know what? I am the guy. You ready?
You want to know why? Because two's better than one.
Adam Henrique.
You have been hot, Joe. You've been hot as a pistol, Joe.
Plus 440.
You can go further down the line.
Former Duck. Let's go.
Adam Henrique. And I'm going to go. Tomorrow night, Verhage cracks through at plus 230.
All right. There you go.
Verhage and Adam Henrique.
You heard it here first.
From the Whisperer.
Verhage and Adam Henrique. You heard it here. That's who it's going to be.
I said it. Who said it?
Yeah.
Me! Not you. Me.
Two goals for McDavid.
Why don't you just play the Oilers minus the goal and a half, Hotshot?
They might lose. Two goals for McDavid.
You like the Oilers. You know, you already said it. You already made it known. You're wearing the Oilers on your chest.
Just won seven games.
Are you having a seven-game series?
Didn't say that. I'm rooting for seven games. I just want to see it go seven games. That's it. I'm just rooting for it to go seven games.
Just curious. You listening? Did you take the bet that we discussed with the 6 and 7 games with OKC?
It's possible.
So you would get burned if Indiana wins this game.
How so? Oklahoma City could still win in seven.
All right.
Okay. Well, you're telling me that you're telling me that this series is completely over if the Pacers win tonight? Absolutely. You're telling me Oklahoma City has no shot whatsoever. Is that what you're saying?
None. No, dead and buried.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if the Pacers pull this game out tonight, it is over.
All right. We'll see.
Over.
Are they ever going to restart the Baltimore game, Joe?
And that game is in it. I need the other one to start.
I know, the Nets, right?
I mean, what are we doing
all
here?
Right. Joe,
9-2 Detroit. Hey, 9-2.
Happy Father's Day to you and all
you
the dads
too, brother.
Out there. Happy
Love
Father's
you, man.
Day to everybody. Happy first Father's Day to Matthias as well.
Hey, all
so happy
three
Father's
of us.
Day.
Happy Father's
everybody.
Day, baby.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Have a good weekend.